So brisk and so gay, a portion I have and no longer would stay. There's something I long for, 'tis something that's fine, for which I oft sigh and wish it were mine. I dream, it is true, of much pleasure and ease, and often to dream so me better would please. But oh, when I awake, I find all but a shade, and still I continue a languishing maid. One night I did fancy young Cupid was nigh, and told me he'd brought me an ocean of joy, when straight a young gallant approached in charms, and flew with all eagerness into my arms. Why, a saintly resistance I seemingly made, and coyly I struggled as I would have fled. But a thousand soft pleasures methought bid me stay, and I could have wished to have slumbered all day. But these are faint things I would further enjoy. The shade of a blessing does blessings destroy. 'Tis strange that such youth and such beauty lies by, that rosebuds in prime so neglected should lie. To dream is a pleasure, but if I guess right, then dreaming there yet is a further delight. Each bird of the air with its mate does rejoice, and creatures of kind of their like so make choice. The turtle with billing the turtle does greet, and with their soft cooing their loves do repeat. The redbreasts are joyful in pairs on each bough, each lark on the wing does its loving mate know. The lapwing is weeping when it is alone, and for her lost mate does the nightingale moan. The hind does her heart with much kindness invite, in forests and mountains to take his delight. Then were there no pleasure united to be, how then would all these in their union agree? Something that my innocence cannot yet scan does raise a desire for to love the thing man. For oft I observe when I wishfully gaze, my heart does beat with a blush in my face. I stand as entranced and cannot remove those eyes I have fixed on an object I love. Then thus for to view him there more is, I guess, or else after seeing I should love him less. All objects at first, though they greatly may please, by oft being viewed in their lustre decrease. But this is not so, but my fancy does move. The more I behold it, the more for to love. There's something within me does plead still his cause, and nature informs me I'm bound by her laws. To love my own likeness and pleasant to be, why then should all things and not mankind agree? Let parents preach on, for though rigid they prove, there is a desire does prompt me to love. What though I am young, I the longer shall know those pleasures I dream of if love can bestow. Those joys upon one whom his laws would obey, and squander not idly pleasures away. If Cupid e'er pitied a languishing maid, if never true kindness true virtue betrayed, if innocent love that ne'er learned to deceive can pleasure to lovers that constant are give, if joys that I know not for me are in store, if lovers in pleasure can never be poor, poor. Then pity ye powers, and let me be blessed with what I in dreams and so often possessed. And all my endeavours shall still be to please in innocent love for such pleasures as these. Arm, arm, gentle Cupid, and let fly thy dart with flame that is wildest to pierce someone's heart, and guide him the way as successful to prove as I am to yield to the charms of love. Make fever so equal to burning a breast that both may